house.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Yes, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
All right, we do hope you enjoy the show, and welcome to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We have a very special show this week. Through various reasons, we have both myself and the Game Master here.
Yep.
At the same time. Can you stand it? We're going to do the whole show as one long segment of me and the Game Master. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to do all one big Game Master segment.
Right.
Right. We're going to actually do like a talk show type thing where, you know, you got the main dude and the sidekick and the sidekick and the main dude and whatever you want to call that, however that works. But anyway, the point being, it's going to be an interesting show.
So it will.
And the main reason for this is that we were on vacation all this past week and we were like totally lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't do a whole lot of surfing. We didn't do a whole lot of anything.
All
we
I did was play games, really.
Get the tech news, pretty much. I mean, okay, we were pretty sorry, but it was a good kind of sorry because we got to do nothing. Lots of relaxing, lots of reading, things of that nature.
Reading, game playing, card playing.
TV watching.
True, very true, yes.
Lots of that, too.
Lots of that.
Matter of fact, for total geekiness.
That was cool. That
was
a cool machine.
You don't even know what we're talking about yet, and yet it is still cool. The point is, I set up the sling box. You see.
Have you talked about that on the podcast yet?
I have not talked about that on the podcast.
Then here it comes.
Then here we go, you know. Slingbox, in case you're wondering, if you go to Slingbox, I think it's slingbox.com.
I wouldn't know.
Do you think it's slingbox.com?
Most of it is.
Why don't we check and make sure since we're talking about it? Otherwise, people will go, the what?
.com is fairly standard, so
fairly
I assume
standard,
it is.
Yeah.
Unless it was taken.
Yeah, unless it was taken, then they might use slingbox.something else. But no, it's slingbox.com.
So
basically,
there you go.
Sling Media is the company that makes the Sling Box. Kind of a good thing, Sling.
Right, yeah.
Why do they use Sling? I don't know.
Maybe because you're slinging things across space.
Slinging video across the internet. But anyway.
Right.
What it basically does is it takes the output from your own home TV system.
Thingy.
In this case, the DVR player.
DVR.
DVR,
yes.
Almost
DVD.
A DVD. Almost, but I didn't see. I caught
it's very confusing, isn't
it's
it?
It's a very confusing thing. Anyway, DVR, you take the output from that, S-video out and audio out, put it into the Sling Box. The Sling Box gets a unique IP address. It configures itself with the router using plug-and-play, and then you want to do that, but then you want to turn off plug-and-play on your router because that would be a security issue. So we let it configure, then once it was configured, we turned it off. That's just a little tip. Anyway, point being, once all that was done, then you can access that IP address from anywhere on the internet, use the Sling Player, and control your DVR so you can watch your recorded programs across the internet, which was actually very cool.
Only thing that was the problem was if you messed with it too much, it would start jumping and skipping.
Yeah, if you start like sending commands back and forth, telling it to like skip commercials and stuff like that, it started kind of buffering, you know, like if you're watching a video on the web and it start buffering. That wasn't good, but
no.
I suspect there'd be less of that if it weren't for the fact that we host websites for my internet connection.
Yeah,
and
true.
Other people were hitting our connection.
Yeah, it was
so
really slow during the times when they were downloading his podcast.
Yeah, I released a podcast, and it got really slow because everybody was out there downloading. But that's okay. We want you to subscribe, so keep that up. All right, before I forget, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here.
Very proud.
Very
proud. Absolutely
proud. So, here's that promo. All right. Proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. Yes, we are. And we want to mention that we are also sponsored by GoToMyPC. If you're looking for a way to get your work PC and be able to access it from anywhere on the web, you need to try out GoToMyPC. It's awesome. And they are sponsors of our podcast. So, go over to the website, drbill.cc, drbill.cc.
To get it?
Yes.
Go.
Yes, go to the website, Keith. Anyway, then go over to the sidebar. Go to the top where there's a little thingy there, a little logo thingy that talks about GoToMyPC. Click that, and it will take you to their site, and you will be able to get a 30-day free trial, absolutely, totally free, 100%, for 30 days. Not a crippled version, the real, true, full version.
Until, of course, those 30 days run out.
30 days run out. Okay, then you need to register it. Dude, that's just the way it is. That's how products work. It's a product of Citrix Systems, which I'm very familiar with, being a Citrix System Administrator. So, there you go. Go to my PC. Also, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the website, you'll see GoDaddy.com. So, click on that banner. Use GoDaddy.com to register your domain, and they also have excellent hosting at 10% off. GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, he's like waiting for the Game Master segment. So let's jump right in.
I'm at least waiting for the commercials to be done.
Well, the commercials are necessary, you know, dude.
Yeah, but I don't have much to say during the commercials, so, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. So anyway, now, the Game Master segment.
Yes. Hello.
Extended.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Right. So today we have
stuff. I knew that was coming. Stuff.
Naruto stuff, to be specific.
Naruto.
Mostly.
The most silliest ninja or whatever. What was that? Is the thing?
Well, there's
two
versions of his unofficial nickname thingy.
Yes.
There's the Japanese version and the English version.
Are they both clean?
Yes.
Good.
Let's see if I can remember. English was number one knuckleheaded ninja.
Oh, I like that one. That's very appropriate.
Japanese was the number one ninja at surprising people.
That's more esoteric.
It fully fits with his personality, though.
Yes, it does, because occasionally he does pull one out.
Occasionally?
Well, you know, I mean...
He transforms into a shuriken.
He goes long trips all over himself. He transforms into a shuriken.
That's pretty surprising.
Yes, that would be surprising, all right. Particularly if somebody picked you up and threw you.
Sasuke did.
Uh-huh. And you'd find your head stuck into a board.
Well, no, he was in midair when he transformed back, so...
Then his head would just hit the board.
Yes.
Okay, this is somehow better. Anyway, you get the idea of Naruto.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, where were we headed with Naruto? Oh! Yes, new game.
Yes, the newest Naruto game, Naruto Rise of a Ninja for the Xbox 360.
Rise of the Ninja.
First Naruto game for any Microsoft product Xbox thingy.
Xbox.
And it's...
360, I take it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I said. I said that already.
I missed it.
So you did.
I was
anyway,
paying attention to the kitty.
Yes, thank you. The kitty is pretty.
Yeah, pretty kitty.
Ahem. It is widely regarded by all the critics as the first really good Naruto game.
Isn't it like the first Naruto game?
No.
No.
Nowhere close.
Okay, well, first one I've heard of.
There's been dozens, and I have two of them, or had two of them before I sold one, that were more than a little lame.
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 Oh, I remember you playing a Naruto game. That's right.
Yes, you even filmed it and turned
down
it into a
lake.
Music video thingy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Ahem. Moving on.
A high point somehow, but anyway.
Right.
Go ahead.
Ahem. I have no idea what I was saying.
Saying there's a new game, and it's 360.
Yes. It came out October 30th or 31st, something like
Which
that.
Which was not long ago.
Yeah, just like maybe a week ago at the most.
This is like, what, the 4th?
4th, yes.
Sunday the 4th.
So only about 5 or 6 days ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically everyone whose review I've read liked it. to some degree or another.
So are these reputable people that you read reviews of?
Yes.
I see. Okay, so you haven't gotten it yet, however. This is podcast number 110, by the way.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of semi-cosmic?
Sure.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Anyway, okay, so you don't have it yet. You don't have a 360 yet. So, but he's asking for one for Christmas, so who knows? Santa Claus may give him one. Can you see he actually really wants one?
You know,
one?
That would, you know, work.
Yeah, he's right. Referring, of course, to the place on the site where it says money, and you can click, and it says send us money. Which, by the way, if you click on that and it says send us money, it says bottom lines, and send us some, please. It helps encourage Dr. Bill to continue the silliness.
I think you would continue the silliness whether you continue the podcast or not.
Tell them that. Oh, well, yeah, if I continue the podcast or not, that's true. But, you know, we also want to continue the podcast silliness.
Right.
I suspect that they suspect that I would anyway.
What?
Yes, that's what I thought. But sending us money would be good, and you could earmark it for the 360. But, you know, you could leave it to Santa Claus, you know, whatever. I'm okay with that. Hey. You know, if you look at my picture, some people might say that I look just a little like Santa Claus.
Try a lot.
Yeah, but I don't wear a red suit.
Blackish hair.
It's not black.
It's black. Black, I say.
Dark brown.
Black, darn you.
Oh, anyway.
Except for his beard. That's white.
It's getting there.
White, gray.
It's not quite
gray, white.
There yet.
Anyway. Ahem. We're moving on. We're moving on. Moving on.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Move on.
Yes.
Ahem. So, Rise of a Ninja.
Rise of the Ninja. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Previous Naruto games were pure fighters.
Previously on Naruto.
They just had, like, you know, one ninja versus another ninja where you beat each other up.
Yeah.
You know, typical fighting game stuff. This one also includes an adventure mode where you have Naruto jumping from treetops and exploring Konoha and different RPG elements where you can level up your character.
Hoppy Toad?
Probably.
Probably.
Maybe.
I like him. He's got an attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, giant Hoppy Toad, he's allowed to have an attitude.
Yeah, well, when you're that big.
You know, hey, what are you going to do?
For reference, he's about as big as Mount Rushmore.
Well, no, not that big. But
actually, you'd be surprised. He's a lot bigger than he looks on the show.
Bigger than he looks. Okay. So it's actually you can't rate the game, having not been
not
able
yet
to play the
although
game.
I am anticipating at least a 9.5. I have very
he's
high expectations.
Anticipating a 9.5.
Very high expectations.
Basically, on a scale, here you go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your expectation of the game?
10.
Yeah, I figured.
This
probably
is going to
if
be
there
the
was
best
numbers
Naruto game
beyond
yet.
A scale of 1 to 10, he would use those.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, 11.
Excited. Yeah. Okay. Well, what else is happening?
Let's see. Well, yes. Right.
Okay, there's this, a promo for a podcast on the Tech Podcast Network.
The Mac Review Cast with Tim Verporten is the podcast for new and experienced Mac users to find great software, hardware, and websites that will make using your Mac special. Tim looks at the best Mac freeware of the week and then talks to guests from around the Mac community with their reviews. You can find everything you need at the website at www.macreviewcast.com. And Tim loves to read your reviews and recommendations, so email him at surfbits@gmail.com. You'll always walk away with something new from the podcast. Give it a listen today. The Mac Review Cast at macreviewcast.com. Or check us out on iTunes. The Mac Review Cast.
You forgot
there
that
you
earlier,
go.
Didn't you?
What?
You forgot that earlier,
I
didn't
forgot
you?
It earlier, but we threw it in.
Yeah.
Just in case. And we now have done that, and so that's
sigh.
Good. See? We want all the dudes
not to be
and
confused with us, sigh.
Out there, yeah, right, anyway. On the Tech Podcast Network to be pleased with the doctor and the Game Master. Okay, so... Let's talk about the tech news, although there isn't much of it.
As I'm told, there are two articles.
Two articles, yes. Actually, maybe there's three? No, there's two. Oh, well. All right. The big one, the one that I'm actually pretty excited about, is...
Yes, hi, hello.
And he saw me playing with it last night.
Yes, this thing got annoying fast.
Yeah, he was annoyed with me because I was so excited that I was kind of bouncing in my chair and going, ooh, dude, this is cool.
And talking to himself a
and
lot.
And talking to myself, yes, because I talk to intelligent people when I'm excited.
I would anyway. Like... Gee, thanks.
Oh, I'm just being facetious. And anyway, right, the point is, Everex has come out with a Linux-based super cheap PC, which I said on the video netcast was coming soon to Walmart, but actually, it's already there. I mean, it just came out like last week, and yet you can go to Walmart.com and order this dude, and it's cool. It's $198. I've seen it at $199, so it, you know, your mileage may vary. But the point is, it takes the Ubuntu operating system, they customize it, and they Googleize it.
Googleize. That's yes. a word. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A word. That's a word and a half. They Googleize it by putting all of the Google stuff in it. You know, Google search and Google Mail and Blogger.
Word and a half.
And Google, what do they have there? Email, not email.
Gmail.
I said that Gmail. But come on, think. Google's word processor, Google's spreadsheet,
Google
all of
World.
Those things they put in there. And they put in OpenOffice, so you can do it locally. You don't have to do it over the web.
Woohoo!
And they use Firefox.
Yay!
And they have some games, although they're just kind of ordinary games.
Any Frozen Bubble?
It is Linux-based. No, they don't have Frozen Bubble. That's a good point. However, they do have Synaptic.
Who?
Synaptic, which is a tool that allows you to download other programs, and you can download
the
Frozen
multiverse.
Bubble. And, yes, the multiverse. That's the thing. They have chosen to enable not only the main repository, but also the universe repository and the multiverse repository in the operating system.
I didn't know the multiverse had a repository.
Yes. Well, at least it's not like Mr. Spock. There's an outtake in Star Trek, the original series, where Mr. Spock was supposed to say this planet is a giant repository of knowledge, and he said it was a giant suppository. And then immediately laughed and stuck a sucker in his mouth because he liked to have a sucker off camera. And it was like a lollipop kind of thing, you know.
Moving on.
Anyway, point being, they take this Ubuntu operating system, they customize it, and they call it GOS. Google, get it? GOS. And it's awesome. And they come out
or
with
as
this,
he calls it, GOS.
GOS, yeah. I'm kind of kidding around and call it GOS. But at any rate, Everex is the company who has produced a super cheap PC using the GOS operating system, and it has an 80-gig hard drive, it has a 1.5 gigahertz processor, and it has a CD burner DVD player in it. So it's a pretty neat little system for $198. Dude!
Gasp!
It's very cool.
And surprise!
And they're encouraging developers to develop for this system by offering, on the same site, on their site, I should say, which is... What is their site?
What?
The site.
I wouldn't know.
I don't remember. Oh, phooey. Now I have to look it up.
Haha.
Talk a little while I look it up.
He's looking it up, most
I'm
likely on Google.
GOS.
Which is funny, because, you know, it's a Google operating system. He's looking it up on Google. You know,
yeah,
funny.
Well, there is that. ThinkGOS.com.
There
think
you go.
GOS.com.
Think, darn you.
ThinkGOS.com. Think. I'll try to remember that by thinking. GOS.com. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking.
Okay, yes, we
I'm
get it.
Thinking. Okay. Point being, on that site, thinkgos.com, they have a motherboard.
He's practically literally jumping in his chair
they
right
have
now,
a motherboard
by the way.
For $59.
Just
that
like
comes
you know.
With a GOS operating system. And you can use that to build your own box
yeah.
and develop for the operating system. How cool is that?
Apparently so cool that it makes you want to jump up and down and pant
I'm
like
so
a dog.
I'm so excited.
You're panting like a dog with a kitty around?
Yes, well...
Is that wise?
The kitty's out of the room, fortunately. Okay. Next item, Microsoft and Mozilla argue over JavaScript.
Goody.
Both Microsoft and Mozilla are saying, you're going to break the web. Because Microsoft wants to use its version of Java.
Very, very...
And Mozilla wants to use the real version of Java.
Right.
And so who do you think I'm for?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, Mozilla, of course, because they're not Microsoft.
Is that the only reason?
Well, Microsoft wants to use JScript, which is their version of Java, which is not real. I like to use the real version. Microsoft's chief technology officer is Brendan Eich, who created JavaScript. He ought to get to say what JavaScript is.
Okay.
Just my opinion. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, there you go.
There you go.
So now that I'll be off vacation, back at work, back doing my normal surfing, not during work hours, of course, but after hours. Yes. I will be doing more research that will allow us to have more real stuff.
Right now, totally not during work. Not at all.
Totally not during work.
No way.
Now, Thomas, if you're listening, except not during work, he's my boss.
Except when it is.
No. Anyway, point being that I'll have more research, geeky, cool research, and we'll also probably have more geek culture.
Hopefully I'll have something else, too, that will be more substantial.
I suspect that since you're probably going this afternoon, being a Sunday afternoon, you will probably go to your cousins and play games.
Maybe. I might just stay home and, you know, read up on Rise of the Ninja.
He's kind of excited about
that. I had no idea, really.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I'm excited about the GOS. As a matter of fact, I have done, I've started working on, I should finish very soon, a special edition of DrBill.TV that will highlight the features of the GOS operating system. Cool, huh?
Woohoo.
Yeah, he's excited about that, I can tell. Not as excited as I am, because I'm jumping.
Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting here staring at you.
Think about it.
Dumbfoundedly.
Think about it, an operating system that might just win over the masses and get them off of Microsoft, the evil empire.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck with your Death Star attack, Rebel Alliance. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much about it for this week's podcast. Any final comments?
Send us money, please.
Yeah, he wants you to earmark it for the 360 project.
Yes, project, exactly. See, though, actually, I am...
He's saying that, you see, it'll allow him to research for the Game Master segment, and therefore it's related to the podcast, that's why he's...
But seriously, I am thinking of maybe starting up a project in relation to Rise of the Ninja.
As long as you're projecting, why don't you use GameMasters.biz as a blog and actually write a blog?
I did.
You started...
I posted something last night.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to go check it out. GameMasters.biz is the Game Master's website, and if you go check it out,
hopefully,
he apparently has a new posting.
Yep.
Cool. Check it out. There you go. All right, well, just about out of time. Guess we have to slide out of here. So what do you say?
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
He's learning goodbye in Japanese, in case you didn't know.
Even I knew that. Yeah, okay. Anyway, what do I say? I say the doctor is out of here. All right, well, that was an extended Game Master segment, or Ben was helping me be here on the podcast together, yes. And I apologize for all the popping that was occurring. That was the microphones peeking through the M-Audio device that we used to do our shared segments, so sorry about that. Anyway, just he wanted me to interject the Game Master theme, so that's why I had to put that in there toward the very end. And there's my theme coming up now, so you know what time it is. Time to slide on out of here. Thanks for listening to this unusual podcast this week, kind of a combo podcast. And as I said before, I'm out of here.